Hi, this is Rachel, also known as Rachel Cakes 1985, and this is the practice commentary for Jerry's Game.
Hi, this is Peter, also known as Quick Next to Me.
And this is David, aka Totoro. And the commentary will start at the Pixar logo. I say 1, 2, 3, play, and you pause it at the start of the Pixar logo, and when I say play, you play the movie. 3, 2, 1, play. So here we have the famous Pixar logo. I think Jerry's Game is the second one of the shorts to use this, after Knick Knack. And this short won an Academy Award for Best Animated Short, just like Tintoy. And it's directed by the original director of Ratatouille, Jan Pinkava, who, if he had gotten the chance to finish Ratatouille, would have been the second Pixar director to direct both short films and a feature. Now probably this honor will go to Gary Rydstrom for Lifted and Newt. We'll see if he manages to pull this project off, but I think he'll do a great job.
For me, I'd say Jerry's Game is probably one of my least favorite shorts. How about you guys?
For me, it's right up there. I like it almost as much as I do Tintoy.
I think it's also one of my favorite shorts. I remember the first time I saw it, this was in a university lecture on computer graphics, and a professor showed this to us as sort of a gimmick, and we were all really laughing so hard. It's just fantastic. Just when you see that he's sitting there all alone playing chess against himself, it seems just so great, I think. This short was mainly used to research the animation of human characters, just like Tintoy. And you can see a lot of progress between those two. And of course,
it was also used to, sorry?
Want to say that of course, the later movies involved a lot more human characters than in Toy Story.
Yeah, you can see the progress of the human characters. I think this is pretty much when the human characters became a lot less scary-looking and more realistic-looking. And what I was going to say before was this was also used to practice the to show cloth and clothing. One of the first, instead of just having their clothing stick to the characters.
And you can also see in a lot of the close-ups of these chess pieces that they use depth of field here, actually. I think it's probably the first short to use this, and I don't recall much of it being used in Toy Story as well. There's hardly ever anything that's out of focus, except a little blurriest in the background. But here you can see in the close-up of chess pieces that some are in focus and some are not. And this, of course, became very important later on in WALL-E.
Yeah, they use it a lot in WALL-E, too. I don't really know how to play chess, so I can't exactly say whether or not there are any illegal moves here, so it sort of goes right over my head.
Jerry was later reused in Toy Story 2 as the cleaner, which I thought was a brilliant idea. I think this character works so well.
Yeah, he also, in Toy Story 2, he quickly opens one of his drawers and he's got chess pieces in there, so that's a pretty cool reference.
Yeah, one of the countless Pixar in-jokes. I think in the credits you see the, I just noticed this only a couple of days ago that the voice of Jerry is Bob Peterson, also does Mr. Ray in Finding Nemo and Ross and Monsters Incorporated, and is also co-director of the upcoming Up. Of course, he doesn't really have anything to say in this movie, but he works just fine. He's a great voice actor.